We ask that you do a work in us and on us, that people outside will see what great work of consolation and comfort you have brought to your people. Bless the word, speak through us, and let us live here transformed people. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands. It's good to see you. Amen. Lucifer's Little Fox, Part 3. Say Lucifer's Little Fox. Amen. Amen. Lucifer's Little Fox, Part 3. The consequences of pride. The consequences of pride. Pride has so many consequences. Ask somebody sitting by you, are you proud? Get an answer from them. They said no, right? They said no, isn't it? That is even an assertion of pride. You should say that sometimes. But tell the person, from today, I will never embrace Lucifer's little fox. There's a lion in front of everybody's vineyard. Judges 14:5, the Bible says that when Samson and his parents were about to enter into the vineyard of Timnath, suddenly there appeared a lion to stop them from entering. So you have to conquer a lion to be able to access your vineyard. Your vineyard, like I said, is a place of blessing. It's an inheritance. It represents your destiny. It's a place of physical blessings and spiritual blessings. Anybody who is able to keep the sanctity of their vineyard pure, they will make it. But the focus should not be on the lion outside. The focus should not be the lion outside. When you read Judges 14, the Bible says, then the Spirit of God came upon Samson. So he tore the lions apart. It takes the Spirit of God to destroy the lion that guards your vineyard. But when you read our main text we've been reading, 2 Songs of Solomon 2, verse 12 to 15, what you realize is that they did not recommend an impartation of the Spirit to be able to deal with the foxes. The Bible said that the Spirit of God came upon Samson and he tore the lions apart. But when he came to the foxes, he did not say the Spirit of God came upon anybody. He said, go and catch them and get rid of them. There are certain things you need the anointing to do, but there are certain things you got to do yourself. Lift up your right hand. Say, there are certain things I have to do myself. No, I didn't hear you. As the next person sitting by you, are you ready to make a change? Are you ready not to be angry? Are you ready not to be proud? Songs of Solomon 2, 12 to 15.
The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grapes give a good smell.
Listen, 5 wonderful things will happen to you. It says that your time of singing has come. The voice of birds will be heard in your vineyard. Your trees will bring forth fruits. Your grapes will give you some good wine and a very good smell. You are about to be lifted up. This is a great season for you. But whilst the prophet was speaking about these good things, he narrows down into a place, verse 15, and says, in spite of this wonderful thing that is happening, beware of this thing. What is it?
Catch us the foxes.
There are some little foxes.
The little foxes that spoil the vines.
There are some little foxes that are determined to prevent you from enjoying your year of singing. There are some little foxes that want to stop you from enjoying the singing of turtle doves. There are some little foxes that want to stop you from enjoying that wonderful marriage that wonderful ministry, that wonderful institution that God is building for you. And what you need to do is to have an awareness and to get rid of these foxes. Say, I will get rid of them. Say, I will get rid of them. The Hebrew word for the little there is qatan. I told you last time. It means unimportant, insignificant. Even though these things are insignificant, they have the capacity to destroy you. I'm praying for somebody listening to me on this podcast or this Sunday morning that any insignificant thing that Satan is going to use to destroy your destiny shall be arrested in the name of Jesus. Pride is Lucifer's invention. The way Toyota has invented a car, Lucifer invented pride. He created it. He is the father or the king of all children of pride. Job 41, 34, he says, he beholds every high thing. He is the king of all children of pride. I'm praying for you. There are children of pride. May you never be one of them. Amen, Nisha. May you never be one of them. May you never be one of them. Last week, I told you about 8 groups of people who are likely to be proud. And we took it from Ezekiel 28, verse number 11 to 15. Read.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre, and say to him, Thus saith the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection.
The first group of people that are likely to be proud are perfect people. When everything is going on well for them, they are very, very likely to be proud. You were the seal of perfection. The second group of people are the educated people.
Full of wisdom.
These people are full of wisdom. They are full of wisdom. They are full of wisdom. These people, they analyze everything in detail in church. They criticize everything. They've gone to school. It's very rare to see very educated people. It's not rare, but usually. The third group of people that can easily become proud are the beautiful. Look at Isaiah chapter 3, verse number 16 to 17. Beautiful people. Beautiful people. People who are perfect in beauty. Say, I am beautiful. Say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God has made you beautiful, but it's not to make you proud. Look at Isaiah 3, verse number 16 and 17.
Moreover, the Lord saith, because the daughters of Zion are haughty.
The Bible is saying there are certain daughters in Zion. They are very proud. They are very, very proud.
And walk with stretched forth
and
necks.
And they walk with outstretched neck. He says there are certain ladies, they walk with outstretched neck. And they are very proud. And what else?
And wanton eyes.
And wanton eyes. He says there are certain ladies, they walk with stretched necks. So he says they have wanton eyes. Do you know wanton eyes? Sexually unrestrained eyes. Eight groups of people that can be proud. Perfect, educated, beautiful, rich people. Is this every precious stone was your covering? You can listen to the podcast of last week's message. The anointed. Say the anointed. Leaders. The established people and people who have access. He says, thou art the anointed cherub. Anointed people are very likely to be proud. Leaders, the cherub that covers, people that cover and oversee other people are likely to be proud. They established and wealthy. Can I talk about the anointed and pride? Most of the people that God has anointed for ministry end up being proud. Maybe somebody said nine. Missy, may you not be anointed and proud. You see, the anointing cannot rest or grow with pride. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 10, verse number 17 to 20, we're going to read that one. You know, sometimes, I understand we need protection. But sometimes you see a young man of God, and he's going for a program. And there's a motorcade, and there are police, and there are, you see. And no matter what we say, that we too, we deserve this, please, the prescriptions in the Bible are different. They are different. 70 people disciples, not the 12, the 12 that followed Jesus, but 70 of them, Jesus gave them a little power and said they should go and preach. Luke 10:17.
Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Mm-hmm. And he said to them,
when they went for the missions, they ran back to Jesus and they returned with joy. I don't know if it was pure joy or if it was a little fox. They went for a mission trip and came back. They ran to Jesus and said, hey, master, come see demon leaving when I do my hand like this. Wow. Spirits are leaving. Sicknesses are being healed. And Jesus looked at them and said, wow.
I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
Before you rejoice in this and become too proud, I saw Satan, the father of all demons and the father of the children of pride, I saw him fall like lightning. But I'm not rejoicing in this. Okay? Then he says something again. He said, you know, I'm going to give you an upgrade of power. Read it and I'll explain it.
Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions.
So the first power they went outside with is different from the power that he's giving them now. He says, behold, now I am giving you new power. I'm giving you an upgrade. You will now be able to trample upon higher spirits, higher authorities. When he did this, Jesus, knowing their thoughts, knew that these people could just start and be proud again. So before they could speak, he said something to them in verse 20. He said, nevertheless,
do not rejoice in this.
Do not be proud in this.
That the spirits are subject to you.
Can we preach there a little bit? He says we should not be proud in this. That when I lay my hands on demons, they go away. We should not be proud in this. That spirits are subject to us and we just want to talk about it everywhere. He says we should not rejoice in this one. But what should we rejoice in?
But rather, rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Listen, I want you to rejoice. If you are here and you have never cast out a demon before, that humble life is much better than a life of power and casting out demons. He said, rejoice that your name is written. Your name is written in the book of life. How many people here have their names written? You are sure? You are not sure? Your name is written already. Say, my name is written. Many anointed people will fail the test. Luke chapter 17, verse number 10. Jesus says something.
So likewise ye.
He says to anointed, I'm speaking to anointed people. Is there any anointed person here? Is there any anointed person here?
Yes.
Say, I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
Say, I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
Good. Even people have anointing to sweep the church. People have anointing to give money. People have anointing to cast out demons. It doesn't matter the area. Everybody is uniquely anointed. The lesson here is we should not be proud. Jesus says something. He says, likewise,
When ye shall have done all those things
when
which are commanded.
When you have done everything that the anointing empowers you to do.
Say
to yourself.
We are unprofitable
servants.
We have done that which our duty is to do.
We have done what was our duty. It is one scripture I've kept in my head. Ever since. One of my seniors in medical school, Dr. Yalpebi, always said that. If you tell him, Doc, thank you for helping us pray. He said, Luke 17:10. He doesn't want anything to get in his head. Luke 17:10. He says, after you have laid your hands on the sick, after you have sung for demons to go, say to yourself, I have done what was my duty. I am an unprofitable servant. May you not grow in pride. May you be free from this little fox. Today I will focus on the signs and symptoms of pride. And I started this last week. So I'm going to run through the points 1-7 and then go to my main sermon today. Number one, pride makes the individual selfish. Pride makes people selfish. And one of the things you can always hear with proud people is I. Nothing about you. Tell somebody, don't be selfish. Tell somebody, don't be selfish. Point number two, pride makes the individual insensitive to people they should be grateful to. So you see that somebody has helped you before, somebody has been instrumental in your life, but because of pride, you are insensitive to them. Number three, pride is the fuel that drives people to usurp authority. Lucifer just wanted to overthrow God. Four, pride is the reason behind sudden demotions. How are you falling from heaven, O Lucifer? So somebody's in a big position, all of a sudden you realize he's down. Most of the cases is pride. Five, pride always leads to rebellion. Six, pride makes you not value other people. Seven, pride makes you disobey simple instructions. And I told you about Naaman. He came to the prophet in Samaria and Elisha said, tell him to go and take a bath in Jordan and this sickness over 30 years is going to be gone. But no, he was so proud, he didn't want the thing to go away. Just if you have leprosy and the prophet tells you, go and bath 7 times, is it a problem? This is one simple direction. Don't bring your mother, don't bring your father, don't bring cloth, don't bring money. Just go and bath 7, go and swim. But why did Naaman become angry? This is a simple instruction. But Naaman was so angry because of pride. He felt he was a very important person that the man of God had to come out to see. Many times in the ministry as a young man of God, you meet some people and you realize they want to control your anointing because they feel they are big people or they have money. Young minister, if you are listening to me, don't let anybody control your anointing. So today, I'm taking it from today. Point number eight, pride makes people resist and challenge leadership. Pride makes people resist and challenge God's leadership for them. Numbers chapter 16, we are going to read from verse number 1 to 3.
Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and on the sons of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, 250 leaders of the congregation, representatives of congregation, men of renown.
Listen to me. I said point number 8, signs and symptoms of pride. Pride makes people resist and challenge leadership. 3 people have been mentioned here. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. They rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel. 3 people decided to challenge God's leadership. And they did not do it alone. They picked 250 people. The 250 people were not ordinary people. They were people who fit into those 8 groups of people who could be proud. The Bible says they were men of renown. Important people. Rich people. Influential people. I'm saying it again. If you fall in these categories, be careful not to be proud. They rose up against Moses. 250 people of the congregation. Verse number 3. And what did they do?
They gathered together against Moses and Aaron.
Then they gathered themselves against God's chosen people.
And said to them.
And then they said.
You take too much upon yourselves.
Man of God, you are taking too much upon yourself. Hey. Somebody say hey. Read it.
For all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them.
Hey. 3 young men, rise up. 3 young men, they rise up. Come and stand behind me. You stand here. So Moses and Aaron are here. Then 3 young men. They come with 250 people. It's an entire church. 250 people. And there were 250 people who drive Prado. Hey. Because the Bible said they were people of renown. May you drive Prado. Hey. May you drive Prado. Hey. 3 men, they arose against them, and then they said, men of God, you take too much upon yourself. Hey! That is even a non-starter. But what they said is what I want us to deal with today. What did they say?
For all the congregation is holy.
Every
one of
them. Also, we'll be together. It's like you are not with them. You are with them. The way you are wearing blue and white. So you see, when they planned the rebellion, they decided to wear blue and white. Okay. Then they said, look, all the people are holy. They are just like you.
Every one of them.
Everybody is the same as you.
And the Lord is among them.
And the Lord is among them. And the Lord is among them. And the Lord is among them.
Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?
Why are you exalting yourself above the assembly? There are people that talk like that. Oh, but we are all the same. We are all the same. We are all holy. We are all the same. Why are you exalting yourself? Pride will make you challenge authority and leadership. It is only in church. Say only in church. Say only in church. It is only in church that people feel they know better than their God-approved leaders. It is only in church. Say, I will not be proud. Say, I will not be proud. They picked these people. Now, when they did this, Moses was a bit surprised. Moses was angry. He said, hey, why are you doing this? And Moses threw them a challenge. Read verse number 6.
Do this. Take census.
You start from verse 4.
So when Moses heard it.
When Moses heard the things he said.
He fell on his face.
He fell on his face.
And spoke to Korah and all his company saying.
And spoke to these three people and the 250 people that stood behind them saying.
Tomorrow morning.
The
Lord will show who is his.
And may your pastor not say that to you.
Amen.
You are not saying amen.
Amen.
I said, may your pastor not say that to you.
Amen.
That tomorrow morning, the Lord will show who is holy. Oh. Hey, Kala had the most better history. And you, we are on point number 8. Pride makes you challenge God's authority. Okay. Go ahead.
That one whom he chooses, he will cause to come near to him. Do this. Take census, Korah and all your company.
Is this? Take census. Take census. Okay? Go and take your prayer mantle. This is Moses. This is like General Basia and then new convert. This is like General Basia and new convert. And they challenge him. And then he says, go and take your prayer mantles and come here tomorrow and we will see who God is with. And they foolishly accepted the challenge. The ninth point I want to tell you about is pride will make you lose your thinking faculties. Pride makes you foolish. Say, I will not be foolish. Pride makes you foolish. Why will Moses, the man that brought you from Egypt, open the Red Sea, spoke and water came out, manna came. You saw God with the man 40 days on a mountain. People could not get near the mountain, they would die. Why do you challenge this man? And then when this man tells you that if you are saying I'm nobody, go and bring your prayer mantle and I will bring mine. And tomorrow morning, we will see who God is with. And they said yes. So pride, the ninth point is pride will make you foolish. You lose your thinking faculties. Pride makes you foolish. Pride will blind you and lead you to your destruction. I am surprised they did this. Read verse 16.
And Moses said to Korah, tomorrow.
He's saying it again. Tomorrow.
You and all your company.
You and all the 250 men.
be present before the Lord.
Be here. Let us meet in the church.
You and they, uh-huh. as well as Aaron, uh-huh.
Let each take his censer.
And put incense in it. Uh-huh. And each of you bring his censer before the Lord. Uh-huh. 250 censers.
250 prayer shawls. You know what I'm saying? Israel from two money they say, from now we don't use incense. So maybe these young prophets are coming and they have taken their prayer mantle and their face out. But
we will show him that God does not speak to only him alone. Hey, I can see, I can hear. Is he the only holy person? Is he the only one God has called?
253 prophets, young associate ministers with their mantles, and then two old men holding a staff like that. Then 250. So 250. 3 verses 2. But my point is, pride will make you foolish. This is like the general overseer telling you that if you think you are anointed, you come and meet me here tomorrow, and then you still come. You see how stupid it is? Yeah. the general overseer and the founder of the church, you get proud. Most of the people that rebel in churches is pride. So because they feel justified by something. Then he says, if you think this is what it is, you go and bring your prayer mantle, your anointing things, bring them. I will also bring mine. And we will meet here. And we will see. And they said yes. So in the morning, that's what we are reading now, 253 foolish pastors brought their prayer mantles in front of Moses and Aaron, the very people. If you are anointed, why couldn't you deliver the people from Egypt? If you are anointed, praise the Lord. So they came. They came. And read.
And Korah gathered all the congregation against them at the door of the tabernacle.
Then Korah gathered all the congregation.
Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the congregation.
You missed the 18. He says, so every man took his censer and put fire in it and laid incense on it.
And stood at the door of the tabernacle.
So point number 10, pride makes you feel that God is supporting you even in anger. Because I still didn't get it. Last night I said, so none of these people could remember this is Moses that brought them from Egypt. Hey, pride is a dangerous thing. Pride is dangerous. He said, meet me. And they met him. And they took their fire. They took their incense. Because they knew God would listen to them. Wow. Uh-huh. So, you know what happened? The end result of this is simple. Look at verse 31.
Now it came to pass, as he finished speaking all these words, that the ground split apart under them.
Let me even help you. You know, when they did this and they brought their incense, let me speak from verse 20. The Bible says that God said to Moses, separate yourself from these people. Separate yourself. So they were separated. And then, that I may consume them in a moment. Can my three guys come quickly? Moses, come. Aaron. So, that all of a sudden, God came in the morning when we pretend like we are praying. I like that. And Moses, you too, you have to be like you are weak. With his rod. You see? Let not him who is now wearing his battle regalia say to the one who is coming from battle with blood on him, why is there blood on your regalia? Young people in ministry. Pride makes you feel entitled to be angry. You say, no, this is not right, Pride. Pride. Even when you repent, because you are proud, they still don't believe you've repented. Oh, yes. You are a young guy, you are coming up, you feel things are happening with you. You see, don't be proud. It's dangerous. I don't understand why 253 pastors could not think that what they were doing, they slept and woke up and still did it. You are here, you'll be angry. You could be angry about something and sleep and still wake up with it and be angry. You are saying, hey, You are just like them. God should help us. When they got there and then a voice came, you saw B, go closer to them. Then the voice came and said, separate Moses and Aaron from this congregation. Immediately, the people fell down. Those 253 people fall down now. So they fell down and they started crying to God. Verse 20. What were they saying?
And the Lord spoke to Moses saying.
Yeah, verse 22. Mm-hmm.
Then they fell on their faces
and said,
oh God, God of the spirit of all flesh.
Now they were yelling God. Oh God, God of all spirit and all flesh.
Shall one man sin? And you shall be angry with all the congregation.
And will you be angry with all of us? Now the 250 people that follow these three people, they are praying to God that, shall one man sin? Shall this man sin? This one sin. And you will be angry with all of us. Oh God of all flesh. Banana. When they did that, and then in the verse number 31, the earth opened its mouth. The earth that they were standing on for the three people. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them alive. Pride can kill you. Pride, you see, now there's no, this is good for you. You have to. It is the anointing to break the lion, but the foxes, you have to deal with it. You are a very, very hostile person in the house. You come to church and you pretend you are the most holiest of all people. Anointing can save you. A change of character will save you. There are people here, if we tell your neighbor that you are a Christian or you are a chorister, they will say, it's not true. Because when you are doing the things you do in the house, make sure the earth does not open to swallow you. Verse 32 says, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their household. And all the men of Korah. Did their household follow them to challenge Moses?
No.
If your husband is being proud, tell him. If your wife is being proud, tell him. If your colleague is being proud, tell him. Because if you are not careful, when the earth is swallowing them, it will swallow you too.
Yes.
Swallow them with their household. Then upon the 250, what happened? The Bible says fire. Verse 35, read it.
And the fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering incense.
Look at that. They were praying and fire came from heaven and burned them alive. Then now, read it.
Then all the Lord, Israel,
read 34.
34. Then all Israel who were around them fled at their cry, for they said, lest the earth swallow us also.
That's what I'm saying. Do not associate with proud people. Judgment that is coming upon them can affect you. Okay? So, we've done point number 8, 9 already, okay? Number 10. Am I on number 10 or 8, 9? 10. Pride makes you feel justified to be angry. Have I said that already? Good. Next one is, and I also said, pride makes you feel God will support you even when you're angry. Good. Pride will make you lose your thinking. I've said that already. Good. Pride makes you belittle and ignore the accomplishment of other people. Because what Dathan, Abiram, and Korah were doing, they were just ignoring all that God had done through Moses. Okay? So, may you not ignore. The people can say, but he's a doctor, so what? I mean, I'm also a carpenter. He's a lecturer, so what? Are they the only people who are bivocational pastors? I also sell pure water. You understand? Pride will let you discredit the accomplishments, what God has done through somebody. But he's a pastor's wife, so what? You understand? You don't do that. The other thing we will talk about is pride makes you disrespect people who are associated with leaders. Go to verse 11. We are still on this number 16. I'm going to show you something strange. Verse number 11b.
And what is Aaron? that you complain against
this
him.
This is Moses talking. He says, "Into Aaron crown soon pa will bo funi. What is him? Huh? What is Aaron? Are you with me? Are you with me? Lift up your hand if you're with me. Say, I will not be proud. Say, I will not be proud. The people were angry with Moses. Then they took the anger to, like, maybe, you see, so people get, pride makes you dislike people who are connected to the leaders you are angry with. That's what Moses is saying. He says, what is Aaron that you are angry with him? Aaron is just helping me. You understand? So you just check yourself. You see that there's somebody you see, you are a bit angry. Even when you see their children, you are like, I really tea. But the child has not done anything to you. You understand? Uh-huh. You have to be sure and careful that pride doesn't make you disrespect and dislike people connected to those you are upset with. I've missed the number. What number am I on? Pride, point number 14 that I have here. Pride makes you openly disrespect leadership. Pride will make you open disrespect. It's called defiance. Look at number 16, verse 12. We'll read verse 12. You can pick verse 15.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, but they said, we will not come up.
Listen to that. Can you call me Abiram, Dathan, and Korah, and then shout, we will not come? Shout. They didn't hear you. So Moses is talking. He said, Aaron, can you people call me Dathan, Abiram, and Korah in front of the whole Israel? And when he sent them, their response was what?
We will not come.
We can't hear you.
We will not come.
He said, we will not come. Then verse 15, Moses said that they should call them again. When they said that they should call them again, they still said what?
We will not come.
Hey, this is serious. One good thing, I'm your flower. Hey, may you not be proud. Say, I will not be proud. Point number 15. Pride makes you feel you can do better than your leader. Pride makes you feel you can do better than your leader. There are people, I told you, if it's not them that is in charge, they will not do anything. But if you leave it to them, the way they will act and they will work, those people will be afraid of them. Verse number 16, point number 16, pride makes you not appreciate your position. These three guys, they were pastors. They were pastors there working already. So Moses said, is it too little for you that God has given you a position already and you are still trying to take over the priesthood? So you have a position. You are there, but you still don't appreciate what you are doing. I want to do this. If they move me in this position, I will do better. It is pride. You get rid of it, okay? Point number 17. Pride makes you murmur and complain about everything. Sometimes they even exaggerate. Verse 13 and 14.
Is it a small thing?
Is it a small thing? These are the three men talking to Moses.
That you have brought us out of a land flowing with milk and honey.
He says, let me read you. He says, is it a small thing that you have brought us out of the land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness? Look at that, read it. To kill us in the wilderness.
That you should keep acting like a prince over us.
Uh-huh.
Moreover, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men?
That is the one I wanted. Yeah, so you didn't bring us into the land, the prophecy didn't bring us there. Now you want to remove the eyes of these men. That's what pride does. Am I removing your eyes? But pride will say, yes, they promised us. They promised us. Pride says, you want to now uproot our eyes. That is how proud people talk. Am I uprooting your eyes? Say, Pastor, you said that you are going to bring me some things and it's not happening. Even now, you want to break my leg. No. No. We will not be proud. We will not be proud. I'll give you two examples. Acts chapter 12. Proud men, how pride has the ability. Look, pride can destroy you. Pride can destroy you. I'm telling you. So sometimes secretaries, administrators, assistant pastors, people, personal assistant, they are even so mean. The man of God himself is nicer. It's true. One day Herod was very proud. Acts chapter 12, verse 20.
Had been very angry.
Herod was angry
with the people of Tyre and Sidon. But they came to him with one accord, and having made blasters and kings personal aid to their friend, they asked for peace because their country was supplied with food by the king's country. So on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died.
Listen, Herod gave a wonderful speech. Anytime you get angry, be careful. Anger and pride work together. He gave a wonderful speech. Then the people said, "Wow, this is the voice of a God." He said, "Yes, that's me. I can speak. This is the voice of God." The Bible says immediately an angel struck Herod and he turned into worms. Don't turn into worms. Hookworm. Hookworm. Nematode. Roundworm, tapeworm, ringworm, Ascaris lumbricoides, strongylitis, hematobium, schistosoma hematobium. Hey!
Are you a doctor?
I'm a pastor. I'm a pastor. I am praying for you that you not turn into worms. The worms pride brings to you, the worm are your friend today. Wormplex, vermos cannot treat it. Put your hand on your belly. Say, any worm inside me because of pride, come out. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? It was pride that drove Nebuchadnezzar to the bush. You know that? God showed him a vision that you are going to be proud. When you do that, the watchers will decree a decree that will take you to the bush. You become like an animal. He controlled himself for 12 months. After 12 months, the very thing God told him not to do, he went to do. May you not become a worm. Let it work on you. Say, "I will not be proud." Say, "I will not be proud." I'm telling you, anytime you become proud, you will turn into worms. Tell somebody, you will turn into worms. Shake them. You will turn into worms. You will turn into worms. Worm is what? Sunsunu. Sunsunu, you will take it out. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Say, "I'll be a better Christian. I will not walk in pride." If you are here and you think that, "Man of God, I need grace to overcome every symptom of pride. Sometimes I get angry. Sometimes I get proud." We all do. You just need God to give you some grace. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that we will not miss heaven. That will not be caught up in the sin of pride. That you grant us grace to walk away from this little fox, to take it out of the vineyard, that we shall see good days, the singing of birds in our vineyard, the smell of grapes, and the blessed things you have given to us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.